Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. As another year gets underway, the Missouri Corn Growers Association is gearing up for a fast-moving legislative session in Jefferson City, one that could have a direct impact on your farm, your markets, and your bottom line. From protecting key agriculture tax credits to ensuring farmers have clarity around regulations, there is a lot at stake for corn growers in the months ahead. And joining us today is Elena Fork, Missouri Corn's Legislative Affairs Manager. Elena works at the Capitol every day, and she advocates on behalf of growers, here to talk about what's going on this session and what Missouri Corn is focused on. Elena, thank you so much for joining us, and especially as the upcoming MCGA annual meeting and legislative day is on the way, as we head into this legislative session, what should Missouri corn growers know right out of the gate about what's going on in Jefferson City?
So there was a record number of bills that was filed on the first day of pre-filing back at the 1st of December. And since then, there's already over 1,700 bills that have been filed. And outside of the budget bills last year, there were very few bills that really made it across the finish line. So that just goes to show that the path forward for a bill to pass is pretty narrow. Governor Kehoe has been pretty vocal about his desire to eliminate the state income tax this year. So we feel that that's going to be a pretty pressing issue that's likely going to take a lot of bandwidth and time this session. So it's going to be very important for our growers to just be engaged really early on agriculture issues so that we can try to push those pieces of legislation forward as soon as possible.
As you're saying, it's going to be a very full session, 1,000 bills already filed. What does that mean for early engagement? How do folks get involved like that?
Yes, so one way that growers can get involved is our upcoming annual meeting that's going to take place on Wednesday, January 28th, here in Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. After our annual meeting in the morning, which kicks off at 10:30, we will actually head to the Capitol with our growers and really start advocating for some of the bills that we are pushing for this session, and also just to get some face-to-face interaction between our growers and their legislators.
Last session, there were some big priorities and wins for Missouri farmers, like the Water Preservation Act. How does that success help set the stage for what Missouri Corn is working on?
So the Water Preservation Act was a huge win for our growers, and it really was an opportunity to showcase that agriculture is still confined by partisan support. By working together with both sides of the aisle and industry stakeholders, we were able to really build some credibility that we feel like will last for our future endeavors and priorities. And our growers' advocacy also proved to be an extremely important piece of that and made a real difference when advocating so that they could really see how it affects our farmers.
We keep bringing up advocacy here, and that's really a big part of what Missouri Corn is all about and why you guys are prioritizing this, as well as we mentioned, that annual meeting legislative day coming up.
Yes, we just can't emphasize enough how important it is for our growers to come to Jefferson City that day, be involved. Their voice truly matters. You know, when these policy decisions affect the farm, being able to advocate and show up just really is an easy way for MCGA and our growers and members to be involved and help push those priorities forward.
There's still a couple years, but there are some key ag tax credits that are going to expire in 2028. That's a big priority for you guys. Why so?
Yes, it's a huge priority of ours. These tax programs really drive investment in agriculture within the state. Specifically, the New Generation Cooperative Tax Credit incentive has really been utilized by entities like Missouri's ethanol plants to become established and then also to continue expanding production in our state. The tax credit programs also include a higher ethanol blends retailer tax credit, which really incentivizes fuel retailers of all sizes to offer more fuel options at the pump for consumers, but also support the state's ethanol industry at the same time. And for these programs to really continue stimulating investment within the state, it's very important that those people that and companies that utilize the programs have some long-term certainty that they will continue to be offered in the future instead of expiring and, you know, maybe not driving that economic development within our state.
On the water quality side, there's been a lot of uncertainty that goes on when it comes to how non-point source, aka the farms, field to waterways, are treated. There's some non-point source permitting reforms going on. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so NCGA is always looking ahead to see what potential issues may impact our growers in the future, and we feel that this permitting reform is one of those. It's super important that we can try and alleviate any unnecessary regulatory burdens for our growers, and this piece of legislation will clarify that, you know, routine farming practices are not going to be subject to any unnecessary permitting requirements. So really just trying to align the state law with federal rules.
And when you're dealing with that, as I mentioned, there's uncertainty for growers. How does that help reduce the uncertainty?
It'll really help reduce the uncertainty by, like I said, you know, aligning that state law to match the federal law, which, you know, just makes sure that those non-point sources are not subject to any extra regulatory permits that are just everyday common, you know, farming practices that under federal laws would not require permits.
So with all these bills that are going on, not just the ones we spoke of water preservation or ag tax credit expirations, but also all of the other ones that have no relation to agriculture, how important is it that the lawmakers hear from corn farmers?
Oh, it's extremely important. Our growers really bring a real-world perspective and can provide lawmakers with some personal stories that really cut through that noise of the Capitol. And it's also important that growers have the opportunity to sit down and have these face-to-face conversations with legislators. It just kind of goes to show that these agriculture issues are real and our growers face them every day and, you know, help everyone come have a seat at the table.
We mentioned it a couple times, but let's dig into the details of this Missouri Corn Growers Association annual meeting and legislative day, January 28th. What can growers expect from the day and where is it?
Of course, the day will kick off at 10:30 in the morning at the Capitol Plaza Hotel here in Jefferson City. We've got a really strong lineup of speakers, including Governor Kehoe and Dr. Ben Brown from the University of Missouri. The growers can also expect to hear updates from MCGA leadership and have time to network with other growers. Later in the afternoon, after lunch, growers will kind of make their way to the Capitol to have some visit with their legislators from, you know, each district across the state. And then we will end our day back at the Capitol Plaza for a reception and an auction.
Last note to make, when looking at the legislative day, looking at engagement with the folks in the Capitol building, what is the message to corn growers who are on the fence, who aren't sure if they should get involved with policy this year?
You know, the grower's voice really matters, especially when it comes to policy decisions that affect the farm. Our growers are the ones that have to deal with those decisions day in and day out. And so advocacy really works when growers get involved, and MCGA is a really great way to be involved, and we make it very easy. You can always go to our website at mocorn.org to find out how to get more involved and become a member of the association.
Elena, is there anything else going on? It is the start of the new year. Anything you're looking forward to at the annual meeting or beyond?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to engage with our growers and our leadership. We also have some winter meetings coming up throughout January and February, and that's just a way that we can engage in each district across the state with our growers and really let them know what MCGA is doing.
Elena Fork is Missouri Corn State Legislative Affairs Manager, sharing about what growers can expect in the upcoming legislative session and why the voices of corn growers matter. Elena, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time.
And of course, if you want to be a part of the conversation, make plans to attend the MCGA Annual Meeting and Legislative Day on Wednesday, January 28th in Jefferson City. It is a chance to hear directly from leaders, connect with fellow growers, and get a farmer in front of lawmakers. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Learn more about programs working on your behalf at mocorn.org or on our social media channels.